Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yes, it's time to hear from you people. See what they're up to today. Watching on YouTube. I did like that dig we had at the Bucks on the way back there. Did you hear that one? Pandemic championships don't count, Hugh. So the 2020 Super Bowl, that didn't count. Yeah, so the Dodgers haven't won a World Series or didn't win one before last year, and the Lakers didn't win one, and neither the Buccaneers. All right, Jack Miller producing today, in for Kyle. Jack, what are they saying on YouTube today?
Well, they didn't really like Chris and Aaron leading off, as always. Yeah. Leading off with Chris and Aaron is like starting Stubbs and Rojas at 1-2.
That's pretty good, yeah. I mean, we make out the lineup card, so it's an indictment on us, as it would be on Topper, but I do like the dig.
Yeah, and someone else said that Kyle wasn't in because he knew Aaron was going to be top-notch garbage today.
Ooh. You know what? Maybe he was sick. Does that make sense to you? He was sick before, just knowing what would happen. Who was worse? I thought Chris lost some steam trying to work his way back to the top of the caller board. And Aaron, I thought, had steam, Hugh, and then...
He lost focus.
I mean, how do you lose focus on a call to the show?
It all depends on what the lawn guy was doing or the landscapers.
Yeah.
What did he say? Landscapers?
Construction, lawn.
Construction workers?
Yeah.
Something
like that. I mean, lock in, Aaron. I mean, this is important stuff. So
we're locked in every day.
I mean, especially Hugh.
Every day.
Locked in.
Before your calls, though, they just started getting bored and just wanted to roast you, Joe. So okay. One guy said, I can use Joe's head as a flashlight. It's brighter than my phone's flashlight.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, listen, I might have a shiny head in regular life, but it really, the lights in here don't do me any favor.
Yeah, because the comparing and contrast, because the lights are all bright on you and then they're all dark over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Should we switch seats next week and see what happens?
No.
Okay.
I think you should.
No, not at all.
So do you think the room in here is lit too bright?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I like to turn the lights down. I like it a little bit, you know, more ambiance in here.
Yeah, I wonder who's responsible for this, because
the camera usually has the lights on bright.
Oh, this is the camera's fault?
I think so.
Because once in a while when we're doing the show, the lights will change it, as if someone behind the scenes is trying to change the contrast.
But my eyes are always a little darker.
Yeah. Okay.
And it feels like I'm sitting
We might have to change the lights. I didn't even know we were allowed to do that. We're going to change the lights next week. Okay. Go ahead.
There was a rhyme that went on in the comments. It said, there once was a man named Kyle. His stomach was active with bile. His stomach aches from Joe's bad takes, so he will be out for a while.
That wasn't bad.
That was, well, you didn't like the one yesterday.
Well, no, because this is better. I mean, it really didn't rhyme. I mean, it wasn't more so that it was about me. It was just that it didn't sound great.
Well, but this one I think better. You didn't like it yesterday because it was about you.
No, they always talk bad.
So
about
is this asserting that I made Kyle sick with my takes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like that one.
And then people weren't fond of Hugh's take of the Saints over conquering the Bills.
People have brains.
So some people were saying that Hugh has hit his head too much on the AstroTurf. And
it's
then,
not funny.
That was.
And
funny.
Then Stevie Wonder has better vision than Hugh.
Yeah,
that's
one.
Funny.
We can take that one. We'll take that one.
Yeah. I mean, you did pick a 15.5 point dog.
I did.
A winless start.
I guess you have to be here long enough to understand why I did that. Because I've been picking against the Bills for the last 3 weeks.
You have.
Right.
So it was just, it just so happened that I put the quarterback that got benched in the top 10 on my list. And then they just so happened to play the team that I've been picking against for the last 3 weeks.
It's like two bits came together,
yes.
Right? So Hugh keeps picking against the Bills for whatever reason.
Yes.
And he also somehow has become fond of Spencer Rattler, who's probably the worst quarterback in the sport.
No, you know what? It was really to irritate Kyle.
Okay.
Because of the QBR thing, because he did have a high QBR before they pulled him. And when I did it, I was just like, you know what? I'm here now. And they just happened to play the Saints. So I was like, you know what?
You know, I think he, I just searched Spencer Rattler to see what anyone else is talking about this guy. Apparently he could set a record this week for the most consecutive starts to start a career without a win.
10.
Yeah.
0-10.
That's not a list you want to be on. Yeah,
no, he's 0-10. He would be 0-10.
Yeah.
If he lost.
His numbers overall this season aren't horrendous.
No, he just hasn't gotten a win.
Well,
he's a little soft. Cause I remember when he transferred. I think he was in Miami at one time.
South Carolina at one point.
Yeah, he was in South Carolina. Yeah. He's had like a tumultuous time. Yeah.
The bigger issue is the Saints are the worst team, and the Bills might be the best team.
Yeah,
that feels like the biggest.
But you know,
issue.
every weekend,
any given Sunday,
on, but it probably won't be this Sunday. But I put it out there, so I'm gonna go ahead and ride with it.
It probably will. All right, we appreciate Jack on with you people there, and everyone watching on YouTube.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.